This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Love is all that matters. That mindset is also something that can lead to a transgression between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind and has set for us the balance of life. He has intended for us to follow a course of action, which is referred to as as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, which is the path that has been tread upon by the nations that came before us, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, layluha ka nahariha. His way of life is like its day, it's like its night, it's bright, it's clear, it's known. Love is something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, false love, infatuation, ishq, and sinful passion is not. Love is always something that is pleasing to Allah because it is fulfilling the aims and the obligations that He has set for His creation, humanity, subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the fulfillment of desire and the sexual carnal needs that a person might have, that is all that it matters. And if that is the way the word love is defined, then it will be something that causes transgression and imbalance. I want you to know, as a Muslim, you cannot just choose who you want without the guiding light of the Quran. You cannot build illegitimate relationships that are not accepted within our framework as Muslims and expect it to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, in any free society, in any free country, you're welcome to build whatever relationships you want, but that will never be seen as legitimate in the laws of the law of us as Muslims and in the blessed lifestyle that was taught to us of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, save yourself the pain. Save yourself the trouble of becoming emotionally attached. May Allah protect you of becoming even physically attached to another individual in a way that is not pleasing to Allah. Zina has certain steps that arrives at as haram. And I want to speak to you about a powerful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, Al-aynani yaznian wa zinahuma an-nadhar. The eyes commit fornication, adultery, before any other part of the body, and their eyes commit that zina, and it's that of looking. See, you know, people describe, oh, she gave me that look, or our eyes caught from across the room. That's one thing. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالْأُذُنَانِ يَزْنِيَانْ وَزِنَاهُمَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. The ears commit zina, and their zina is listening to other things that are being told. وَالْفَمُ يَزْنِي وَزِنَاهُ الْكَلَامِ. And that the mouth commits zina, and its zina is words. And therefore, now you're seeing the sight and the hearing and the words begin to build an emotional attachment between people. There's nothing wrong that you've seen someone that you're inspired by, you're interested in, or sexually desire, or find attractive. That's not the thing that's an issue. The issue is then seeking to observe of them that which you should not see, seeking to converse with them in a way that you should not, and seeking to listen and hear from them responses that are going to lead you down a path that is not going to make you happy and productive as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالرِّجْلُ تَزْنِي وَزِنَاهَا الْخُطَى. After the eyes and the ears and the mouth, the legs commit zina, and their zina is carrying you to a place of isolation and sinfulness. The Prophet ﷺ says in a separate hadith, never is a man and woman, never are two people who are attracted to each other, finding themselves in a place of seclusion, except that the third partner unseen to them is the shaitan. Never do you desire someone and they text you and say, would you like to meet? And you meet up with them, but don't tell people, we're going to go to a different part of the city, we're going to do a different place, or let's meet up where other people don't know where we are, except that the shaitan accompanies you in that journey. The Prophet ﷺ also warned us about al-ikhtilat, undue mixing, going to places where people are just mixing, and parties and atmospheres that are not conducive to you remembering the places that are blessed for us, where we can meet and be introduced to righteous, pious souls that can be attractive to us in the right times, leading us down to a righteous path of marriage and happiness. And therefore, these are important statements: the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the legs. And then the Prophet said, "Wal yadu tazni wa zinaha al-batsh." And then fifth, the hand commits zina, and its zina is touch. And then finally, wal farj, the privates, are going to confirm all of those steps that have led you down to a place that will lower your inhibitions, lower your time, lower your patience in holding fast to the importance of abstinence for us as Muslims, and you may fall into the major sin. The Prophet ﷺ described it as one of the seven fatal sins that a person can commit. And I want you to know that there are many societies where there is unhindered, uninhibited regulations as it relates to promiscuous sexual activity. There's these, you know, premises that, you know, that to let your body be used and to use another person's body in a one-night stand, and, you know, to just, it's just about fun, and it's just, we're just here to enjoy the moment, and we're not complete yet, and, you know, I don't want all the responsibility of it. All of that is a transgression and counter to the way you and I as Muslims view the world. There is no greater honor than you and I protect past our faith in Allah than the honor of our body, the sacredness of our body, that we reserve it to that which is halal, that we enjoy the halal with those who are destined to be our life partners in this life and hopefully into the next life, that we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our chastity, and know that sexual desire is found in us all. And whether it is a sexual desire of somebody in the opposite sex or a same sex sexual desire of a homosexual leaning, all of that is something that is governed under the same principle. All of us have to restrict our carnal urges and fight against that which is seen as immoral and sinful and outside the laws of Al-Islam. And therefore, it's important for us to understand love is not just love, and love is not what it's all about. And love is important, but love is only true when it is pleasing and meeting the outcomes that Allah has set for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything past that is a transgression against Allah and against the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide your heart to fulfilling your emotional, spiritual, and physical needs in holy matrimony and in that which is pleasing to Allah. And may Allah turn your heart away from frivolous, infatuous, ishq, and sinful, untrue love that, as it is claimed, that is temporary and temporal, that is not confined by responsibility and the trueness of obligation towards each other in the sight of Allah. May Allah open and cure our hearts. Allahumma ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our hearts to that which is pleasing to Him always.